Our four brethren had kicked their butts good. So good they recalled the company this long after the fact, though Goes itself no longer existed. We paused in an open market toward the south edge of Thresh. Mogaba had a couple of his lieutenants dicker for supplies. Goblin went stomping around in a squeaking rage because One Eye had set Frog Face to following him, aping his every word and move. The imp was trudging behind him at the moment, looking deep in thought. Otto and Hagop and Candles were trying to thrash out the details of a pool that would pay off big to the guy who guessed closest to when Goblin would come up with a definitive counterstroke. The trouble was a definition of what could be considered definitive. One Eye observed proceedings with a benign, smug smile, certain he had attained ascendancy at last. The Gnar stood around looking grimly military and still a little baffled because the rest of us had less rigid, absolute standards. They had not been disappointed in us on the river. One Eye ambled over. "Them people are giving us the eye again. Got them all picked out now. Four men and a woman. Round them up and bring them over. We'll see what's on their minds. Where's Weezer?" One Eye pointed, then did a fade. As I approached Weezer, I noted that a dozen of my men had disappeared. One Eye wasn't going to take any chances. I told Weezer to tell Mogaba we weren't stocking up for a 6-month campaign. We just wanted enough stuff for a meal or two getting past the cataract. We yacked it back and forth, Mogaba struggling with the Jewel City's dialect he had begun to pick up already. He was a sharp, smart man. I liked him. He was flexible enough to understand that our two versions of the company could have arisen easily over 200 years. He worked at being non-judgmental. So did I. "Hey, Croker, here you go." Here came One Eye, grinning like a possum, bringing in his catch. The three younger men, two of whom were whites, seemed baffled. The woman looked angry. The old man looked like he was daydreaming. I eyeballed the white men, again wondering how the hell they had gotten here. "They got anything to say for themselves?" Mogaba drifted over. He looked at the black man thoughtfully. About then the woman had plenty to say. The darker-haired white man wilted slightly, but the other just grinned. I said, "Let's check them on languages. Between us, we've got most of them they speak up north." Frog Face popped up.
"Try them out on Rosian, Chief. I got a hunch."
Then he rattled something at the old man. The guy jumped about a foot off the ground. Frog Face chortled. The old man stared like he was seeing a ghost. Before I could ask what verbal stunt he'd pulled, the blonde man asked,
"You the captain of this outfit?"
He spoke Rosian. I understood him, but my Rosian was rusty. I hadn't used it in a long time. "Yeah. You got any other languages you use?" He had. He tried a couple. His Forsberger was not good, but my Rosian was worse. He asked,
"What the hell happened to you guys?"
He regretted saying it immediately. I looked at One Eye. He shrugged. I asked, "What do you mean?"
Coming down the river. You done the impossible. Ain't nobody gotten through in a couple years. Me and Cordy and Blade, we were about the last ones."
"Just lucky." He frowned,